Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, we hear more about the research component of the National Irish Potato Project. Our Proverb of the Day segment is also part of the program. Stay tuned to find out more. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's 2-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-4419-24 for details.
The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, says significant work is taking place with the testing of varieties for the production of fries under the National Irish Potato Program. The initiative is being carried out in collaboration with Southern Caribbean University, the University of the West Indies, and with the support of the Government of Colombia.
And we have been assisted in this work by JSAFE and the Ministry of Agriculture in helping to finance that sort of research in Irish potato for us to reach a level where we can provide our own seeds and produce a type of Irish potato that can do fries.
Chief Executive Officer for RADA, Lenworth Fulton. Jamaicans consume 15 million kilograms of Irish potato annually, and the country's aim is to become fully self-sufficient in this area. The country now supplies 90% of its demand, up from 32% in 2008. Mr. Fulton says should the production of fries from local potatoes come to fruition, Jamaica would realize significant savings on foreign exchange.
Last year, importation bill stands close to $1 billion Jamaican in importing the fries variety. And we are also testing in some farms in Manchester Irish potato for seeds, so that we would also cut the importation of seed.
Jamaica's drive for increased production and improved productivity in the Irish potato industry has been supported by a comprehensive coordinated program. The program involves RADA and the Canadian Hunger Foundation through its Promotion of Regional Opportunities for Produce Through Enterprise and Linkages PROPEL project. In addition, the Research and Development Division in the Ministry of Agriculture has been playing an integral role.
Currently, the Research and Development Division is working under a bilateral agreement with the Colombian government, and we are working with researchers who are involved in working with Irish potato in Colombia. Under this bilateral agreement, we will be sourcing and selecting specific varieties with certain criteria which will fulfill our requirements in Jamaica, particularly those varieties that are high yielding, are resistant to late blight, can be used for processing, particularly for chips and for table potatoes.
Acting Deputy Research Director for the Crop and Plant Protection Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture, Michelle Sherwood. The Integrated Development Program has improved the availability of investment funding, crop care, and training. And now for our proverb of the day.
Too much rata, never dig good hole.
Translation, too many rats never dug a good hole. And this means a good job, project, activity could be spoiled if there are too many individuals attempting to carry out the same task. Ideally, work should be delegated, and one should avoid frustrating those who can really do the work by gently redeploying those who are time wasters. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjui James Sawyers, wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.